Hello everybody, hope your life is running on an amazing speed, all's good, and you're practicing a good lifestyle. So of late I've been having sessions and we've been talking to some youngsters, some young couples, understanding relationship issues that they're going through. A very weird problem came in. Repeatedly it's the same word was being brought in, you know, active denial, active denial, active denial. So what's this active denial? What does this word active denial means? So active denial is a state in which you know you are doing wrong, you know you are ignoring, you know you're avoiding, but you're doing it because you are in denial of the truth. Now this is funny because, you know, we are saying that you know it, but you are still denying it. Yes, that's how most of the people who are borderline depression cases, this very word active denial is the reason for a lot of people getting into depression and further on getting into neurotic and psychotic behaviors. Now, what is active denial? In a very simple human language, is lying to yourself. Constantly telling yourself stories, making yourself pretend believe things that, you know, kids do. That's something that the kids do. But this pattern, when the grown-up starts doing it and start escaping from the daily quarrels of life, the daily troubles of life, is what active denial is. Now, most of the time, we deny a lot of hard truths that we have to face. We deny their existence. If you've had a bad relationship with your mother, you start denying this. If your marriage is going through a troubled times, you know that your spouse is seeing somebody, but you deny it. You know it, but you're denying it. You know, it's not possible he could be doing this. Oh, that girl must be putting things on him. You know, that's the way his business is. That's his social life. You know it absolutely that it's true, but you want to deny it because it's going to disturb your comfort zone. 99% of the time, the active denial happens because it challenges your comfort zone. Most of the people I've spoken to from where this active denial word has come in, I've experienced that these are the people who are living in a very painful situation emotionally and mentally. These are insomniacs, they can't sleep, but they do not want to face the truth. Specifically to a couple which got into a divorce situation, definitely they were both in a painful situation. The boy continuously denies the fact that he never got himself emotionally invested into the relationship. The girl completely denies that her getting into an extramarital affair is wrong because she feels the husband didn't give in as much. So both of them kept denying this entire experience for 6 months. And today, when their relationship falls apart, all they do is just blame each other. Whereas they all throughout that period, both of them knew what they were going through. In my discussions with them, they brought the factors that they had doubted, they felt, but they couldn't believe it. Now, what is this believe it? Believe it means that your ego doesn't permit you to believe something which ridicules your choice. It makes you feel low. How can my choice do something like this? How can my husband do something like this? Because apparently husband and wife are an extension of your own ego, your own identity. So, you know, if somebody comes and tells you your son is on drugs, your kid is in bad company, you don't believe it because, you know, it's a point on your ego. Somebody's questioning your upbringing. So your ego comes into immediate defense. It says, no, it's not possible. My son cannot do this. My upbringing is like flawless. My friend, there is nobody out here to push you down. Anybody coming and telling you something, it cannot trigger you. It cannot upset you if the roots of the same thing are not inside you. It's triggering something inside you. Active denial is nothing scientific terms hanging up from the skies or a rocket age thing. Active denial is very simple. That all throughout you knew there was a problem. There is a problem. There is going to be a problem. But you keep denying the existence of the problem. So what happens when you deny the existence of the problem? The magnitude just keeps increasing. The gravity of the entire thing keeps increasing. So today, if you fight a pebble, tomorrow it's going to be a big rock, and then it's probably going to be a little hill, and then it's going to be a mountain of troubles. Because you have inside already identified with that problem, but you are not agreeing to it. So sort your problem right now, address the truth right now, before you yourself find yourself actively engaged in this antidepressive medicines. So don't deny the truth to yourself. I know it's painful. I know it hurts. It really hurts to accept that your choice was wrong. You made a mistake. You were a fool. And it hurts your ego. Damn bad. But what can you do? You can't control the whole world. So now, my friend, if you love yourself enough, accept your truth, talk it out to the person you need to, and get out of this denial. Because if it exists there, it's right there. It's like the sun is out there and you say it's night because you don't want it to be day. You don't want it to be sunny outside because you don't like it. But the world is not going to be as per your likes and dislikes. In that case, you need to become this constant person who goes beyond likes and dislikes. Accept everything. So stop focusing on comfort zones. Comfort zones are actually parasitic. That's where you become the real parasite. The moment somebody tells you to get out of that, you start looking for excuses and reasons, are telling me, oh my God, somebody's disturbing my this pink, blue, beautiful family life. What has happened? Nobody from out there is going to come and sort your troubles. What exists today, if it's not sorted, will exist at a bigger girth or a bigger magnitude tomorrow. So stop denying everything that's happening around you. If somebody's trying to push you out of the comfort zone, maybe it's time. Maybe it's time to talk to self. Have a good conversation with yourself over one cup of coffee with yourself and figure out, are you in active denial? If yes, sort it out today. You know the truth. You believe the truth. Accept the truth. Why run away from it? Because you're only going circles. Circles. So if you really want to go in circles, the best is that go in circles of truth. Jump from one truth to another and start solving all the truths in your life. That's going to be the biggest peace. When there is nothing to hide, that's the most peaceful situation. And that's what will get you good sleep, my friend. If you can sleep peacefully, trust me, there is nothing in your that mind that troubles you. And what a human being is that? That doesn't have any trouble here. Keep walking on this path of seeking. Try finding answers. At least try. I don't say move mountains to find answers, but definitely try walking on the path of truthfulness. Have faith, pray a lot, seek help from the divine. That's going to really make a difference in your life. Made it in my life at least. So keep walking this path, be strong, have faith, and keep loving. Namaste. You are listening to